1 Corinthians chapter 3. And I, brethren, could not speak to you as spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in the Messiah. I have fed you with milk, and not with meat, for before this you were not able to bear it, neither yet now are you able, for you are yet carnal. For whereas there is amongst you envying and strife and divisions, are you not carnal and walk as men? For while one says, I am of Paul, and another, I am of Apollos, are you not carnal? Who then is Paul? Who is Apollos? But ministers by whom you have believed, even as the sovereign gave to every man. I have planted, Apollos watered, but Yahweh gave the increase. So then neither is he that plants anything, neither is he that waters, but Yahweh that gives the increase. Now he that plants and he that waters are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are laborers together with Yahweh. You are Yahweh's husbandry. You are Yahweh's building. According to the grace of Yahweh, which is given to me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another builds on it. But let every man take heed how he builds on it. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Yahshua the Messiah. Now if any man build upon this foundation gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest. For the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide, which he has built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. Know you not that you are the temple of Yahweh, and that the Spirit of Yahweh dwells in you? If any man defiles the temple of Yahweh, him shall Yahweh destroy, for the temple of Yahweh is holy, which temple you are. Let no man deceive himself. If any man among you seem to be wise in this world, let him become a fool, that he may be wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with Yahweh. For it is written, he takes the wise in their own craftiness. And again, Yahweh knows the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain. Therefore, let no man boast in men, for all things are yours. Whether Paul, or Apollos, or Cephas, or the world, or life, or death, or things present, or things to come, all are yours. And you are the Messiah's, and the Messiah is Yahweh's. End of chapter.